I'm kind of getting out of the streets now.
What the F does that mean again? Explain it to me.
Okay, so the streets are like outside, like where you go outside. Are you
so when you go, when you just go outside to like play?
Let me try to back this up in like your terminology. Going to the bars, the club, the disco.
The disco? Like I go to the disco? Ooh, come on in.
Let's get down and dirty.
The totally unfiltered, honest.
Up to my brain.
I love your brain.
Stall talk.
Stall talk.
Y'all ready?
I'm Jenny Lee Harrison, and this is
Cassandra Wilkins.
And welcome to Stall Talk, where us girls, well, what do girls do when they're actually out together and we all dash into the bathroom together?
Oh, we have to have a moment to talk shit for sure.
Because it's the code. We all want to go to the stalls and, well, I guess get down and dirty.
Oh, know? We love getting down and dirty here.
That's Cass, getting down and dirty on Stall Talk. It's
welcome
fabulous.
To Stall Talk.
See, the whole thing about us, right, is mm-hmm. that I'm the boomer and you're the Gen Zer.
Exactly.
So, but we're totally bonded. I love you to death, girlfriend. And I do realize I have to learn more. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning
from
you.
And I'm learning more from you, too. It's fun.
I hope so. Except that's the whole
you
purpose.
You teach me a lot.
What's the word?
Cuffing season.
Cuffing.
Yes. Like, our word of the day. Cuffing season.
Oh, here's the word of the day. The Gen Z word of the day, teaching the boomer. Okay, so cuffing like.
So cuffing season is basically where you go from hot girl summer, having a whole line of men that you're hanging out, seeing, dating, whatever. Now you're inside. It's raining. Spooky vibes. You want someone to stay in and watch a movie with. At least me, one or two guys that you hang out with primarily instead of having that big roster like you do in the summer.
Oh my gosh. You know, I was a Rams cheerleader. When you have a roster, it's like, well, you know that. So, okay, what's a roster in your terminology?
What's a roster? What do you consider a roster? I'm curious what you think.
A roster. It's like when you have a roster of players, the football players. And
exactly. I have my own players club.
So you're... are you sleeping with all the football players or what?
Well, they don't necessarily have to play football. It's just a term. The roster is my starting lineup of men that I have to call when I need them for different things. But there's different rankings of them. Oh. There's your starters. I don't know exactly how sports and stuff work other than the ones that are cute. But I have my main guys, the top three that I hang out with and do stuff with.
Okay.
And then there's about five or so others kind of in the middle. If my top three are busy, then I hit them up. So if you want to slide in my DMs, feel free. I'm currently accepting applications.
You're such a slut.
Consider myself a slut. I just enjoy hanging out with guys and having fun and no pressure. I feel like we all enjoy it. It's just I just feel like yeah. we should all be able to it's something that we all do and we should all be able to talk about. I feel like when women do it, we get shamed for it, we're a slut. But when men do it, they're cool, they're players, they're this and that. But when we do it, there's shame with it. And I don't like that. So
you're
just
you're totally right. And it's in my generation, that's how I grew up, I still have those major inhibitions. If I sleep with a guy, have sex with a guy, I don't know about your roster. Do you sleep with all of them?
Some of them, not all of them.
But so you'll sleep. Are you having sex with multiple guys at the same time?
Well, now they're about to find out, but yes, but with safety, always, I always use protection because it's if I'm going to be for the streets, I at least want to be clean.
And should we not say this on the podcast?
Hey, that's why we're here, to be for real. That's okay.
Okay, so I'm not.
You guys are about to learn a lot about me.
So I'm not divulging secrets because how my brain thinks. Mm-hmm. If I'm sleeping with somebody, once you get naked with somebody, I just feel so raw, so vulnerable.
I love being naked all the time. That's fun.
Well, I love being naked, but I'm saying when you're naked and having sex with somebody, mm-hmm. I'd have a hard time going to a restaurant and having two guys in the same room that you both
happened to be. I kid you not. 3 days ago, I was out in Long Beach. I walk into the bar. The first thing I see this guy, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, I slept with him like 2 weeks ago. And then I was like, it's okay. I'm just going to ignore it. I go to the other side of the bar. Another one. There was another one there. And literally my friends look at me and we all go to the bathroom together. We literally run to the bathroom because I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, there's one guy on this side, one guy on this side. I was like, if a third guy walks in, I'm out of here. I'm like, I can't. I was like, I feel like I've slept with all of Long Beach. I need to cool it or move to another city so I can have a new roster there.
funny. But do you want intimacy? What are you looking for? Do you just want to go and have, are you at the point in your life, would you rather just go have sex and have a big roster, or are you looking for an intimate relationship?
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily looking. I feel like it happens when it happens. Like, I was for the streets, and then I started really liking somebody. I fell in love with that person, and then I got my heart broken. But that's okay. We'll get there on another episode. So then after, I did not leave my house for like a month. I was inside my house a month straight, did not get out of bed. It was horrible.
Honey.
But coming out of that, I now have my roster again. So like I said, building my roster back up. So now, at least in the place that I am in my life right now, I'm not trying to settle down and be in a relationship. However, how it tends to happen is when I am with my roster, there's always one guy that somehow, as I spend more time with him, I end up liking him more. And then things move on from there. Mm. But that's not my intention. I don't go on dates being like, I want a boyfriend. Like, I just get to know them like friends.
Well, you know what? I think that also, all these memories, when I was young too, is that there is a point that, you know, as I was growing up in here, I was so busy working and running around and doing Three's Company in Dallas and cheerleading and all that.
Wow.
But you get to a point, and the years are going on. And I think, you know what? I need to find somebody serious, because you have that biological clock, that thing about getting married.
And why are we so conditioned to like grow up and like find a husband and have kids and do this and do that? It's like, I'm only 23. Like, what's wrong with me going out and having fun and meeting new people? Like, I'll get there eventually. I'm not saying that I don't want that for my future, but I'm just like so tired of, as a girl, like, you have to do all these things in this order in order for a man. Don't get me wrong, I love men, but I want to like enjoy my life and have fun before I settle down and have kids and do all those things. I do want that. I'm not saying that I want to be for the streets forever, because that is not true. I'm just enjoying being young and hot.
And you know what? And that's why I love hanging out with you, because I need to do that in my life even now. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, I'm home a lot. I'm mucking stalls, which I love. And I love my life. But, you know, hanging out with the donkey and the goats and in the chicken coop, which I love. But I need to start going to the bars with you. I really
You should. I feel like our whole life isn't just to find a man. Like, eventually, one day I will, but that's not like what I think every single day. I need to find a husband. Like, it'll come. No rush.
But do you think, like, your girlfriends and stuff, I mean, so much of life, it's still predicated on finding that person, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a male or a female or whatever. Do you think many people, many girls your age, aren't they still subscribing to that?
Subscribing. I like that word.
I'm sorry. Using a different word, but are most girls, you think, like you today at 23, that they're filling a roster?
I feel like I feel like we're both the same, that we were both conditioned to, as we grow up, find Prince Charming. Like, every movie that I grew up watching, like, early 2000s, it's all about the girl, like, finding her dream guy and, like, happily ever after. And I love that we're kind of shifting now and being like, wait, there's more to women than just finding a man.
So you were still raised that way?
Yeah.
So, my God. So
and, like,
how
we
did
still
you
grew up similarly in that way? I feel just now, within the past like 5-10 years, like, things are starting to change and we're starting to become more into like being our own person and our own identity, more than just somebody's girlfriend, somebody's wife.
And so how have you come along with that? When did you make that transition? I mean, again, you're only 23. So if at 15 or you growing up, you were going to be, that princess girl, right? Cinderella, how did you get this mindset? How can I get this mindset? You got to teach me. How do we do that?
I don't think there was just like one like aha moment or one shift. I still want that. Like that is still something that I have to catch myself and be like, Cass, like he'll come, like stop putting so much pressure on yourself and just live your life and have fun. I personally, as you know, I'm very open sexually and that is a huge part of my personality, a little bit more than it should be. But I do enjoy those things and I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about it and being open about it along the way.
Well, you're teaching me because, you know, when we first started hanging out, I felt really uncomfortable or whatever and new, but I was ready to go down this journey, down this rabbit hole of, right? And since I've been hanging out with you, it's like I feel so much freer. I feel so much, like, hey, why can't I live like this?
Exactly.
And before I die, because this is one thing I think of, I think I never want to get to a place in life that all of a sudden I look back and say, oh, I wish I would have done that.
I agree 1,000%.
And I will, because I'm trying to be more like you. Aww. I don't know about throwing up in the stalls like you've talked about with drunkenness and stuff.
We've all been there. I have been the girl to hold the hair and have my hair be held.
No way. No way. No. I can't even imagine. No. I've never done that in my life. Never want to.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's not necessarily what I want to do, but it definitely tends to happen. And it's nice to be able to meet girls in the bathroom that will just be there for you and will do that for you, even if you don't know each other. You know how many girls I follow on Instagram that I've literally just met in the bathroom? Like, we've never hung out, like, since then. But I'm just like, oh, that's that girl that I, like, spilled all my beans and told her my whole life story after, like, a couple rounds.
In the bathroom, yes, when you were out. See, the bathroom, it's our code. It's the best place for all of us to go. When you're out and about, go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
So who is this gorgeous woman on our set today?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So excited to be here. So I'm Ivana, and I'm a personal brand and fashion stylist. And since moving to the big US of A, all the way from Australia, I've been styling people like Mary Benet from Selling Sunset.
I love Selling Sunset. That's my favorite part about the show is the fashion.
No way.
The drama, the fashion, the houses. I eat it up.
No,
It's a whole thing. Yes, that was a hoot. That was a very, very great introduction to working in the industry out here. I've worked with Trae Young, NBA superstar from Atlanta Hawks.
And here that's we are. My jam, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the sports guys, so sorry.
I did the Oscars with Naomi Watts and Monica Barbaro from Top Gun. That was cool. And then I've produced runway shows at LA Fashion Week. So it's been very diverse and it's been a whole lot of just wild roller coaster ride.
And what's the best part about dressing people then?
Well, my main goal is to bring out someone's self-expression, right? Like that's what I love doing. Like my thing is I'm not just a stylist. I'm here to bring out your self-expression. So for me, it's the transformation, but it's also me seeing a side of them that they wouldn't normally see themselves.
Are they comfortable letting you do that with them?
I guess I don't really know what I'm doing because it's actually quite an intuitive process until they realize what's going on after the fact.
I'm really curious about like going back into your childhood and how you got into fashion.
Oof.
Oh, like how did this start?
Yeah.
So I grew up watching my mother look very put together, right? And she put me in modeling at the age of 5 years old, which I think she wanted to boost my confidence. Bless her. Great. It was awesome. However, I grew up at a very young age comparing myself to other women very quickly.
Ooh, that had to be really tough.
Yeah, so there was this pursuit of perfectionism from a very young age. And so then I go into the most unattainable perfectionism of a world and go on this journey of figuring out who am I without the mask of this being in the fashion industry and always looking perfectly put together. Well, my version of what I think that is.
Have you figured it out yet?
Oh my God, Cass.
See, I know. And she's like only 23. She has the best questions.
Okay, let me tell you that I'm only getting to the point now of actually realizing or breaking down. No.
No, I love that. No, I really appreciate the honesty because I feel like I'm still in that place. Mm-hmm. So I wonder between all the different generations, like at what point do you actually like figure out who you are? Like I even sometimes ask myself, like, when am I going to feel like a woman? Like, I'm like, I still feel like a little girl. And like, is there ever a point in your life when you get that feeling or?
So here, okay. So here's something I'll share with you and tell me if it's a little bit too deep, but I literally have just realized that who I thought myself to be up until this point isn't actually that person. I've been on a journey of breaking down all the layers of mm-hmm. what the meaning of life is and who I am. The sooner you realize that who you think you are is not actually that, the more freedom you ever find in your life.
Very interesting. I'm just like, I feel like we all spend our whole lives trying to figure this out. And it's like, do we have like this moment where you're like, I figured it out. I know who I am. Or is it just because at least me, I like to say, I never want to be the person I was yesterday. Like, I love looking back and being like, hey, that's who I used to be. And now I've been like doing a lot of self-work on myself and being like, that's okay. That's how much I knew at the time and who I was. And now I'm not a different person. Like I still at the core am who I am, but just like learning new things. I've been really enjoying that and just like kind of figuring out who I am as the journey goes, because who I am is always changing.
But you know what? At my age, I love who I am. I love my life. I'm very present and I love learning new things and my whole thing is to learn something new every single day, just always be learning. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to you with fashion, I guess what you're saying is fashion is all about the outside, right? But what you had said before when we were talking is that you said it's knowing who you are, you figure out who the person is inside, and then you try to bring that out in the outside. I don't know, I'm confused.
You said something that I wanted to go back to and ask. You said that you love who you are, and that's something personally that I'm still working on and I've mm-hmm. been working on. So have you always felt this way, or is this something you're just now learning?
Nah, good question, because I didn't always feel that way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that I realized I didn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had a horrible breakup when I was living in Long Beach.
Been there.
Living in Long Beach.
My city.
Your city. About your age. And it wasn't even somebody that I was like that crazy about, but it just mm-hmm. hit me like a ton of bricks and all that. And so luckily I got a wonderful shrink there in Long Beach. And she said, well, do you love yourself? And that was so...
That was that moment?
No, but that was so weird to me. I thought... What do you mean, do I love myself? I could look at myself from the outside and think, oh, I respect her, or I like, oh, she's great and she's successful and she's doing all this, but I didn't love myself. And that took me years of working on that. Yes. So finally today, it's like I hug myself. I love Jenny Lee, you know, but it took me, and maybe that's the thing to look forward to mm-hmm. when you become a boomer or something. But I'm fascinated by the whole still the fashion thing, because you miss Fashionista Cast. She's like awesome about it. So I know that
Ivana's been giving me a lot of tips, so I give her most of the credit.
Well, because I'd like to learn more about that and how do we figure out, how do you help us, how can you educate us on Style Talk about how we can dress and be everything that we want to be?
Yeah, I mean, I take my clients in a very unique process. And what I mean by that is a lot of my clients think they're coming to me for a new wardrobe, but the process is way deeper than that. And what I mean, like, you can go through all the styling fundamentals, like what's your body shape, what colors work for you, like
right.
the basics, right? Mm-hmm. That's one aspect, but what my client doesn't actually realize that they're getting is this uncovering of who they are at their core, like what's their ultimate self-expression. And so fashion is a way that you can express yourself. It always has been, but it's almost a way to actually figure out an identity, because it's like a lot of people are trying to figure out who they are. And fashion has always been a way to kind of attach yourself to a version of identity.
When did you learn that that's what fashion was about?
Well, I mean, I've always had a passion for it. I studied fashion, but it's been through my own uncovering, my own journey of, you know, working out who's Ivana and like having my own struggles with self-expression, that's why it's so important that I bring out someone else's self-expression, because it was my own struggle. So it's like, you know, your mess is your message type thing.
Because I've had wardrobe people dressing me I was
famous thing, 15. Wardrobe people dressing you, Miss Hollywood.
But I mean, thanks. But no, they've been dressing me. They never once asked me the questions that you're talking about. Never once did they say or want to know who I was. They were, looking at my body shape and the size and what would look good on camera or something. They didn't care at all what I thought. I mean, they wouldn't even ask you, do you like this? I mean, they would just always put it on me and say, that's what you're doing.
I can't get over that you were like a human Barbie doll and people were picking out clothes for you. I'm like, that sounds really cool. Like, it just is awesome, like, I'm a small town girl. So I'm just like, wow.
You know what? I was, and I still have a hard time even appreciating that or anything. And especially at the time, I sure didn't think like that. It's work. Because frankly, me in fashion, is that my best fashion is boys' clothes on and mucking stalls with the donkey, which you want to come and muck stalls.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's actually one thing I really want in the future is, you know how much I love animals.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited one day to have my chickens and my dogs running around and bunnies. It.
Do you always then, as a fashionista person, do you feel pressured? Do you always have to look perfect? Because that is your business.
I have felt that pressure, but I'm so used to that because I think growing up, I just always saw my mom so elegant and put together. That was just my reality.
And is there ever time like when you go, like when you're at home and you just want to go down the street, if she just wants to go to the street.
You wouldn't recognize me.
Oh, you really?
You wouldn't recognize me.
Why? Because how would you be dressed?
Not like this.
Because every time we see you, your hair, everything, you are so
perfection.
You wouldn't recognize gorgeous. Me, and you would actually be like, "Is she really wearing that?"
And how do you feel? Well, how do you feel about that? Do you feel great when you're
that
also doing that?
Makes me like you more, like knowing that, because I feel like I've only ever seen you like perfect, and knowing that you're not always that person makes me kind of relate to you more, because I'm the same way. I'm like, when I'm at home and I'm not filming, like I go out, like everywhere I go, like I'm not ready. But I'm also learning how you were talking about like how the clothes are expression of like how you're feeling and who you are. Doing some reflection, because I was looking back at my Snap memories and the times that I felt the most insecure about myself, I noticed how much I was like covering myself up. And now that I'm like going on this journey and starting to like learn how to love myself and feel better, I feel like I've been dressing up more and taking care of myself, which is really nice. But I also think it's good to have that balance between loving yourself when you're like done up, but also loving yourself at your most natural state. And I love that you're able to do both.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, generally you refer to me as fashionista. Like, I think that's hilarious, because it's like fashion is always all I've ever done. However, there's like just exactly what Cass said. How I see myself is this person that does what she does, but I'm this person that's constantly seeking the meaning of life, which is why I've been able to like bring in this element of like self-expression and, you know, uncovering what someone thinks they are into this other version of just my reality or my perspective. Does that make sense? Like, I don't see myself as this fashionista. Yeah, I'm a stylist. So I work with, you know, incredible people and I do what I do, but it's like, there's this element of Ivana who's like always searching what the meaning of life is and what it means to be a human.
Because none of us have it figured out.
None of us have it figured out. That is my favorite part about like getting to do this podcast, is like finally getting to be for real and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm 23 years old. I just moved to this city and I'm just figuring it out as I go. And I love that we're able to bring everybody kind of on this journey, and that it's all of us. Like, I felt like so alone and it was just me at my age, but I feel like it's happening to all of us around at the same time. And it's very cool to learn from the both of you.
Yeah.
Honey, we learn from you.
I'm learning from you too, Cassie. Yeah. About that.
Oh my gosh.
Ivana, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is one style tip that you think you can give us and our audience in order to feel more of ourselves?
More authentic. Like
more
you said.
Authentic.
Yeah, to your own self.
I think you should just throw away all the trends of what you think you should be doing. I think you should really understand your body shape. And I think you should dress according to your shape and the colors that work for you. I don't think you should be trying like to follow trends and trying to, you know, keep up with social media and what everyone else is like wearing, all the influencers.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Because when you say like your shape, I feel like, at least when I weighed more, when I was bigger, I feel like we're told to like cover up and like don't wear those things, like you're too big for that. But then when you're skinnier, you're able to wear like so many more different types of clothes because it's more appropriate for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious what you think about in terms of like body types and sizes and like what you should or shouldn't wear.
It has changed though a lot too, right? I mean, when
even when I was 50 pounds heavier, I was still wearing crop tops. I was like, I don't care. This is what I like to wear. This is me. So I'm curious about that.
I feel like the should and shouldn't comes from judgment. And that's just my opinion. And I feel like, you know, if you're comfortable and confident with your body, that's a body confidence conversation, right? I just feel that if you're comfortable and you know how to dress for your shape, whether that's crop tops or not, like, do Cass.
Yeah. Do you.
Be yourself. Because this trying to conform and put yourself in a box is where we feel like we're stuck and we're in like a prison. You're in your own self-prison.
Yeah. And look at her. I mean, she's like bod beautiful and everything else. I even told her she's losing weight. And I said, you better not don't lose any more weight. She's gorgeous and everything else. And you rock it, girlfriend.
Yeah, be healthy. Yeah. But also don't feel pressure to have to slim down to fit into an outfit. You know, my clients will say to me, oh, when I lose, you know, 10, 20 pounds,
I'll wear that.
Yeah, or not even. I'll book you in for a session. And I'm like, you're missing the point. That's not the point here. It's like, I'm not trying to push a skinny wardrobe onto you. That's not why I do what I do. So.
And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All of us.
But at any size, you can feel confident in what you're wearing. I love that.
Absolutely.
That
you do
that. Yeah, definitely. And to be honest, an hourglass body shape is the most ideal body shape.
Ooh, I think we all are beautiful, but I'm like, okay, gas me up. It's fine. Thank you so much for joining us, Ivana.
You're Ivana. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you'll be back soon. Oh my gosh, Ivana Fontana.
Oh, she's fabulous.
Oh, to learn. I mean, she's going to come back because we have to really understand, getting to our authentic self in how we dress and how we style ourselves.
I agree. It was honestly just nice, like, learning and bonding and knowing that none of us really know what's going on or, like, what the fuck we're doing. So I can't wait to go deeper into that conversation and have her back.
Exactly. And learning the new words that you're teaching me.
Oh my cuffing. Gosh. What were some of your favorites?
Cuffing. Well, what are they?
Cuffing season.
Roster. Streets. It's like my brain is like going exploding, right?
But I'm having fun teaching you all these new words.
See, in the future, you won't even relate to me as a boomer. I'll be a Gen.
You'll be one of us.
Hey, thanks for watching and listening to Stall Talk, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you guys for listening to Stall Talk.